Were They Spoofed? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So far this year, four U.S. Navy ships have been involved in collisions, the latest on Monday off the coast of Singapore. And while the cause is still under investigation, this man wonders if there was more than just human error involved.
We convincingly fake the GPS signals and make a receiver think that it's at some other place.
That's from a PBS interview with University of Texas researcher Dr. Todd Humphreys, who in 2013 demonstrated how a satellite guidance system could be spoofed.
Could you, for example, remotely and clandestinely lead an expensive and enormous ship at sea off course without the crew even knowing? And it turns out the answer is yes.
He set up a specially designed transmitter on a private yacht and was able to trick the GPS display so it showed the yacht drifting 3 degrees. Well, when the captain saw the yacht drifting, he immediately corrected his heading until the GPS showed the ship back on course. But he was, in fact, steering the ship off course. Now, that was a controlled experiment. But just last June, the real thing happened to 20 civilian ships in the Black Sea. Dr. Humphrey says that what appeared to be a signal from the Russian mainland tricked the GPS displays into showing the ships as being on land, near an airport. But again, while it's possible, there's no indication the Navy ships, which use encrypted GPS, were hacked, which is good because it wouldn't do for the world's most powerful Navy to be at the mercy of some guy with a little black box. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.